Welcome, Lovebird. You're listening to the Lauren of Love podcast, recorded by me, your host, Lauren Eliz Love. I am so deeply honored to be here with you and to help you move one step closer to creating your dream life simply by listening to this show. I'm a spiritual mentor, a master in the art of self-healing, and the creator and founder of an online transformation program called Heal. Since 2012, I have been on my own journey of self-healing my way to true happiness. I quit my corporate job to grow a successful $700,000 a year business. I ended an abusive marriage to find my true soulmate. I overcame drug addiction, mental illness, and severe chronic health challenges. And I released my trauma to come home to my true self-love. My life has truly transformed, and now it's your turn. On this show, I'm going to be sharing all of the medicine that has helped me create the life of my dreams so that you can create yours. If you can feel it, you can heal it, and you can change anything in your life. This podcast is a safe space for you to do just that, to learn what needs to be learned, to see what needs to be seen, and to feel what you need to feel so that you can have a life beyond your wildest dreams. Your desires are your destiny. And you are the person you have been waiting for to make them happen. Here on the Lauren of Love podcast, we are going to dive deep into a study of self-mastery. On the show, you will learn about how to self-heal your life, how to deepen your relationship with spirit, and how to truly embody and reclaim your power. This podcast is a safe space for us to explore the deep inner workings of self-mastery and helping you expand, grow, evolve, and become the best version of yourself. I believe in you, I am here for you, and you got this. Now let's dive in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Lauren of Love podcast. I really like having a professional microphone. This makes me feel super legit. I got my beautiful crystals. I don't know if you guys like have crystals on your desk, but it's definitely a game changer for me. I got these really, really cool crystals this year from a random, like, unexpected. I didn't even think I was going to go to this event, and it was just like a pop-up shop. This woman literally has no website, but her crystals are like amazing, and I got like just all these beautiful pieces that are now on my desk. So I'm like grabbing those and setting them up for our little session today. Oh, man, I'm drinking some morning tea. I'm feeling like really, really, really clear. And I hope that you get the honor of experiencing that clarity in your life. It's so important to feel clear. You deserve to feel clear. It is your birthright to feel grounded and present and open and happy and peaceful. So my prayer and intention is that you guys can all activate that energy within yourself. Yeah, it's been really cool. So I'm recording this in a really good high vibrational energy. This is our episode for the 20th of September. I can't freaking believe. I'm recording so in advance and it just feels so right. Lately, I've been in this season as I get comfortable, and don't mind the squeaky chairs here. But lately, I've been in this season of just like really asking the question, what feels right for me? Like, not what is right for me or what do I think is right for me, but like what feels right for me, and like listening to my body. I had a experience just recently where I had to communicate with my husband about like what I wanted to do. And I don't know if you guys are like this, but sometimes I'm just like, can you just make the decisions and surprise me? Like, I don't always want to decide. I feel like, surprise me, yo. I hope he can hear me. Surprise me. But like, really, I really enjoy being surprised. And you know, I had to like, he kept throwing it back to me and he was like, make a decision, make a decision. And I had to like realize, okay,
part of me actually just doesn't say what I want. You know, it's like it's still a pattern. I still hear it. So I got to check in with my body and just be like, okay, does it feel good to go to this restaurant or this restaurant? Does it feel good to go at this time or that time? And like, you know, it was a really good experiment of like, where in my life am I actually still not checking in with myself and just like not being energetically strong? I had like for a long time this pattern of like waking up every day in doomsville energy, like just, oh, another day, gotta get through this. I would sleep in and then be very hard on myself that I was sleeping in, and I feel like I couldn't ease into my day because the day was already started. It just created a lot of dysfunctional energy. And lately I've just been feeling like every day is a miracle. Every day is a gift. We get to wake up and start a new day. And I've been really getting clear, especially around this season, because it's fall, you know, the weather's changing, things are getting colder, and just really asking myself, okay, like what feels good for my lifestyle? Like, let me visualize my lifestyle. Let me get really clear about the components of my day. What does my morning look like? What does my afternoon look like? What do my drives to and from the grocery store look like? How do I treat my relationship to tasks and responsibilities and things that have to get done? Do I treat them as sacred or do I treat them as overwhelming things I don't want to do? And I've just been like really sinking into like asking what has to change, what has to evolve, what has to shift for me to feel like my life is totally, completely nourishing and fulfilling. You know, this is one of the things that I've been diving into in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. As I'm recording this, it just feels like such a time warp, right? Because as this is being released, we're in the program. Things are happening. Wild Wealthy Feminine was literally birthed because I felt like I went through such a deep season of my life, exhausting myself trying to reach business goals, constantly feeling like I was never enough, constantly doubting myself, and now feeling this really deep sense of empowerment and alignment with my work and being really connected to the mission that I have. I now want to share and give back to the world of like, okay, first of all, you can be a spiritual healer, teacher, guide, facilitator. You could be your most authentic self, whatever that is, and make a hell of a lot of money as long as you're in integrity and following your heart. And as long as you're doing your deep inner work to look at like, where are you out of alignment? Where are you still wounded? Where do you need energetic support? Where are you not able to hold the space of the immensity of what it is you want to receive? So I've really been very deeply sitting with that in my own life of like, yes, more. Let me get into really good, juicy alignment with all of the aspects of myself, all the aspects of my lifestyle, all the aspects of my routines. And that really is the medicine that sets me up for being able to energetically be that way in my career path, in my mission and purpose path, whatever that is for you. You know, you cannot have a healthy, right relationship with your purpose if you do not have a healthy, right relationship with yourself. And so I love the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. I'm not going to share much about it here because it's still channeling through and our students are going through their first round. But what I'll say is like, you can have healthy, right relationship with your purpose. You can make a lot of money and have healthy boundaries. You can go on your business journey and not feel like a failure 24/7. You can be in your power. You can heal your old money wounds. All of it. All of it. It's possible. laurenoflove.com/wild to see the details of that container. We are not opening that container up again until 2023, but it'd be really good for you if you're called to get on the wait list for that program. So yeah, I've been doing my work. I've been facilitating. I've been balancing it all. It feels really amazing. Energy is shifting, getting super high vibe ever since our July experience, which you know was like, dude, July was intense. August was the season of like new chapters, new beginnings, new declarations, wiping the slate clean. And September just feels like this really crisp deepening of rich nourishment and sinking in and studying, hibernating and going deeper, learning what we need to learn, exploring what needs to be explored, and being introspective with ourselves. So it's really the energy that we'll be shifting into for the rest of the year in our winter seasons. Like, I'm going to share and teach as much as I can to all of you guys on the show. Thank you for being here. Also, just want to say, if you're here listening, you are a woman dedicated to growing herself, healing herself, expanding herself, and you are in the right place. It's such an honor to have you. I love all of you guys for being here. So I have a very long list of episodes that need to be recorded. They don't need to, quote unquote, from any standard of pressure, but they are just like very deep knowings of mine that they need to be recorded. So just for you to know kind of what's on the radar and what's coming up, these next couple of episodes are going to be really focused on specific topics of teaching. I want to teach you guys how to talk to the universe with the studies that I have learned. I want to talk to you about religious programming and healing religious wounds. I want to have a plant medicine podcast episode to answer all questions. I want to go into self-sabotage and talk about what self-sabotage really is, animal medicine study, and all of those things are coming up on the show. First and foremost, today we're talking about difficult conversations. I'm really excited about this one because I think for a long time I had really poor, unhealthy communication patterns, and I would really get triggered and really take a lot of things personally that weren't meant to be personalized. I would also allow other people to hurt me. I wouldn't have clear boundaries. I would be the type of person that was so energetically sensitive, I would just get taken in by anybody else's stress or anybody else's projections or anybody else's experience of what that conversation was. I didn't know how to hold safe space and have clear boundaries. So we're going to explore all those beautiful things today in this episode. And I just like to say, if this dialogue really speaks to you, if it resonates with you, I love seeing you guys on Instagram. You can share it over at Lauren of Love. You can tag me. I love getting to know you guys, and just seeing you share allows me to go and like stalk your page and check you out. So I love being able to do that too. Okay, here we go. Difficult conversations. Let's do it, and let's make this conversation real easy while we listen. Wow. I'm so excited. You guys should see this crystal that I'm holding. It's like it almost looks like coral reef, and it's like white and snowy. It's like coral and snowflake. I can't explain it, but it's just super magical. I have this right at the center connected to my heart. I got this other beautiful citrine that's moving through, pointed to the computer. I'm like getting real woo over here. I have so many spiritual rituals. It's really crazy. If you want to learn about them and study them, you guys can take my ceremony starter pack program, which is super cool. We're probably going to rebrand it very soon and just call it spiritual rituals because there's so much in there. Like, I teach you how to facilitate your own in-person home ceremonies and how to work with animal medicine and sage and smudging rituals and the elements. And it's just, there's just so much jam-packed in there. Plus you get 3 virtual ceremonies to replay and listen to whenever you want, which is really cool. Anyway, okay, let's dive in. Let's talk. Difficult conversation time. I'm just kidding. This is going to be a really beautiful conversation, but we're talking about how to handle and move through difficult conversations. And this has been a very interesting study that I feel like has energetically opened for me and a lot of sisters that are in my space. We've been really facing this initiation and understanding that, like, as women, we really actually have to do ourselves a service and say that difficult conversations can be had and we can energetically clear things and come to a loving space, always, always, always. I grew up in an environment where difficult conversations would end in the silent treatment or would end in somebody not talking to somebody else ever again. These conversations would also make people feel really hurt and would be abusive and dysfunctional. And so if you have that upbringing, if you've been, whether it is with your peers in certain communication patterns, you've noticed dysfunction in your childhood, or even with your parents, like if you were angry and your parents like put you in your room, right? You were taught that your emotions should be shut off. If you cried and you were told you were too sensitive, you were taught to close your emotions. And having an open emotional center is very, very important for a healthy, functioning, happy, not that every conversation is going to be happy, but just like it's really important to be energetically and emotionally open to have a non-dysfunctional, difficult conversation, right? So the reason that these conversations are difficult, let's just talk about some of the types of difficult conversations we have to have. We may have to have a difficult conversation with somebody that puts a boundary in place that says, hey, like, I know you've been messaging me a lot and I want to communicate to that person. Let's just say, stop messaging me so much, right? Like, or I'm going to let you know where my boundaries are so that even when you are messaging me, I'm unaffected. This is, let's just start here, okay, before we dive in and open up all these other types of conversations. The dialogue around boundary and having to have a difficult conversation with people around boundary. The reason that those conversations are difficult is because we've been conditioned to believe that our boundaries are not respected. And so what happens is that we, when we show up to express these boundaries, we're actually quite wounded. And we express these boundaries in a way that's actually very uncomfortable and very unsafe for all parties involved and very lack of love. Now, I'm not saying that there's never going to come a time in a season of your life where you have to be firm and you have to be like, no, this is actually a boundary for me. Like my mom, for example, when I first started my entrepreneurship journey or when I was on my health journey and healing my relationship with my body, she had a lot of opinions and she would always call and she would always talk and she would always ask a lot of questions that were alluding to the fact that like what I was doing was not right. Like, do you really think you're going to make money doing this thing? Do you really think this is healthy for you? Like, what if, you know, just all these storylines, right? And her wanting me to live my life in her way, she was crossing a boundary for me. And I had to sit with like learning how to put up those boundaries. And what I did, if I go back even before that, right, like my parents, when my parents were getting into their divorce, right, and it was really nasty and really abusive, my dad would call me all the time to like talk about my mom. And my mom would be really stressed out and I would feel that. And so I actually put up a boundary in, this was like 2018. And I said, I love you both so much, but like I cannot have you present in my life until you guys separate because this is really dysfunctional and I'm watching abuse happen. And it was really, really hard for me. And my mom was so angry about it. My dad was like detached and hurt and like very, very hurt by that. My mom was so angry, but after everything moved and cleared, years later, she's like, well, what else were you supposed to do? She's like, I understand. And so this is really important to note because sometimes the way people react in the present situation of you being clear and putting up a boundary is their own wounding playing out. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. You have to be so clear in your knowing of like what is right for you. And to be able to express that in a loving way is very much a study. It is a study based on the idea of like, I am safe to express a boundary and I have to learn how to do that really lovingly and in a gentle way. So if I was an entrepreneur, for example, because I am, hi. I know we have many businesswomen on the line, or maybe even this is just like a friend that does this where like, you are getting constantly messaged, right? Message, constantly messaged. You have to take a minute and just ask yourself really clearly, am I subscribing to some sort of storyline that says I'm responsible for responding right away to this? And if I don't, I'm in trouble or I'm bad or I'm wrong. This person who's reaching out and expressing Are they carrying any energy of like, I need her to respond right away? Sometimes boundaries can look like, hey, stop texting me so much. I'm busy. But like, is this really serving us? You know, like to be aggressive like that. I think you teach people how to treat you, right? And if you treat people with kindness, they treat you with kindness back. And so, you know, what I had done early on in my entrepreneurship journeys was really look at, okay, like what part of me is subscribing to this overwhelmed story about the amount of comments that I'm getting or the amount of questions I have to answer or, you know, the amount of inbox messages that I have from this person that I'm working with or how long the message is? Or can I just actually sit with, okay, that's their process. I don't have to indulge in like any storyline around it. Let me just let them know, you know, what my boundaries are. And so I would teach people how to treat me. I would right out of the gate say, hey, just so you know, I put my phone on a charger out of the bedroom, you know, away from me after 6 p.m. So if you don't get a response, that's what's happening. And I don't usually check my phone until like 9 a.m. Or, you know, hey, I just want you to let you know I've seen this, but I'm busy. I'm going to get back to it when I have a minute. Hey, just so you know, sometimes I read messages and I don't respond right away because I'm busy. It's like, what do I need to say that is going to like transmute whatever frequency I'm feeling within that person? Because that person is probably internalizing things just like you are. They're making it about them. Oh my God, this person doesn't like me. They're not responding. Oh my God, she's not supporting me. She's not a good friend. Oh my God. Now, all of this shit, right? Storyline, it might not even be true. It might just be a story you're playing out. But if you are feeling energy from somebody, having a difficult conversation around boundaries, what's very, very important in making those conversations a lot less difficult is knowing that your energy leads the entire conversation. Like that is firm. Whoever's energy is the strongest is the energy that wins. I had a experience this past summer where I was in a ceremony with a sister who was actually like quite combative and very aggressive, and her energy was very strong and very demanding of the room. Her energy was the strongest and it won, and it created dysfunction in our ceremony space, and it was really challenging to navigate. And a lot of that happened because it was teaching me the power of my own frequency, like I'm talking to you guys today. My energy leads, and I have a responsibility to make that energy the strongest, most possible way I can, right? Making it empowered, making it clear, making it of love. My energy leads. So when somebody's crossing a boundary with me, I don't come in with any combative energy. I come in with a lot of really loving energy. I learned this from my friend Luna in Sedona when I was there for a year in my deep healing experience. This was when my Lyme disease and my chronic stress and chronic fatigue came to like a total head. And I went to Sedona for a year on a sabbatical like soul quest to find myself, to heal, to sit with a lot of psychedelic medicines and combo medicine, right? All these medicines that really changed my life, and to study with spiritual teachers. And the community there's like really small, okay? Sedona's like a very, everybody knows everybody, everybody talks about everybody. And there was a man that didn't really have a proper way of expressing himself with women. He like was very, it was uncomfortable, like almost like he was crossing boundaries, but he, you know, was just really a loving guy. And you could see the two storylines apparent. You could see this one storyline of like, man, that guy's a creeper. He's like so sleazy and sticky, and he's always trying to rub women's shoulders. And then you can also see the other side of it, of like, we're in a very loving place. Everybody's very loving and compassionate with one another. He may not be aware that this is a boundary. And so I watched as my friend Luna actually talked to this man, and she said, you know, brother, like, I just want to let you know that, like, sometimes going up to a sister and touching her without permission can be really uncomfortable for women. And it might be, it would be really helpful. Like, I would ask you, you know, in our relationship, and even, you know, especially for other women too, you know, if you just ask and just be aware of the energy that a woman is carrying. Whoa, so great. So compassionate, right? So beautiful. Another way this conversation could go is if a woman is like angry and starts to freak out and demasculates the man in a public way or in a shameful way. You know, I think we talk so much about like healing the feminine here on this podcast. And obviously we work with so many women, but like men need healing too, sisters. Okay. Like men need healing and they need loving, nurturing energy to be able to do that. You cannot create healing in combative frequency. It's just not possible. So that applies to you and how you treat yourself. Are you aggressively, combatively trying to heal yourself? It doesn't work. Okay. Like we need love. You need to study love. So anyway, it's just funny because like I've been Lauren of Love for so long and I'm just realizing how much it makes sense to the work we do today. Anyway, so boundaries. My challenge for you is to just be aware of boundaries when they're crossed. I think oftentimes these difficult conversations of boundaries become more difficult when we stifle and stuff down our desire to express or to put up a wall or to have a guard up. Like we want to do those things, but when we don't express our boundaries over and over and over again, we end up getting taken advantage of. And then we feel regretful and we feel angry and we feel hurt. And then all that energy comes out. I had a difficult conversation with a sister you'll learn about in today's episode very recently as I'm recording this. And one of the things I said right out of the gate, which I want to just share with you when I was talking to her, it's like, I'm a sister of transparency. Like I'm very clear and have a very strong belief of like illuminating everything. I don't think that things need to be hidden. I don't think that things need to be ignored. I don't think things need to be denied or disregarded. I really think transparency is a safe, illuminating frequency. It is literally what allows us to see, right? And sometimes we have to see hard things to move through them. But transparency with compassion and love and for the intention and prayer for the highest good of all, that's something that's been really helpful for me. In the difficult conversation I had with this one sister, I had another sister be present, and her job was just to hold the highest frequency of love, the highest good of all, the intention and prayer that the conversation be healed for the highest good of all. And like, I really, really invite you. We'll talk about, you know, mediation and space holding too, because that's really important as part of this dialogue today. But like, I really invite you when you go into these dialogues that feel a little heart racing and a little uncomfortable to just be like, for the highest good of all. And like understanding what that means and visualizing that and seeing everybody involved in the conversation getting to a higher space of love and completion and oneness. I was really so blessed in Sedona because when you're in a community of healing for a year, which is what I was a part of, I was part of this really deep healing community, you see relationship patterns play out and you also see how people communicate with one another. And I got to see how good space holding actually looks. And I really love that medicine because it has allowed me to really show up differently. The other thing that's really important, difficult conversations, is that sometimes difficult conversations will blindsight you. So I want to just shift gears here. We have talking about boundaries as a challenging one. But then there's also this conversation of like blindsided energy. And this can happen, okay? This is like, this is somebody coming to you and being like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. And your heart's racing and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. Or this is like somebody freaking out of nowhere and you just had no way to prepare for it. The thing that I am really trying to learn, and I say trying, I am learning, it's taking some time. I wish I could learn a little bit faster, is that my nervous system and my energy come first. And so what I found to be very helpful in this process of, you know, when somebody's coming at you and they have an energy, right? And, you know, this can be, I really need to talk to you about something, like something you did really upset me. Anything that starts to activate within you around that dialogue, like your heart racing, you're sweating, you're nervous, your eyes are bulging out. This is like, because you're emotionally intertwined and entangled with what that person is feeling, you're picking up on what they are feeling. And you're also picking up on any patterns or wounds that you have that mirror this experience. Like for me, when I was younger, I had a lot of girls. I've told this story a couple of times on the podcast. I had an experience where I had a boy kiss me, and I thought he was not dating this other girl, but he was, and I didn't know. And he kissed me, and I was like so empowered and so happy, and I felt so beautiful, and I was like vibing high. I think I was like 12 at the time. And all of the popular girls found out that this happened, and he had been dating a very popular girl. And these girls were slowly starting to become my friends. I was getting, you know, involved with the crowd, but I was like, obviously this was all from ego. My ego was so loud of like, make me popular, make me beautiful, get a boy to like me, I'm set. I'll feel good about myself, because I was very insecure growing up. And when all of these girls found out, they all wrote me letters. And throughout the day, one by one, they would come to my locker and hand me these letters, which basically all said, I can't be friends with you anymore because what you did was horrible. Don't ever talk to me again. And I really liked these girls. I mean, they were sweet and funny and silly, and I really looked up to them, right? And so because of that, spirit was trying to condition me to like take people off the pedestal, look at myself, stop being so wounded around my journey of looking for validation from other people. It was an initiation experience at the age of 12, basically, right? We've all had them. We've all been there. And then now as an adult, when a sister comes to me and she wants to talk to me about something that is upsetting her that I've done or how I've behaved, I immediately can feel the sensitivity and the trigger from that childhood experience, right? And so it's recreating. So here's what I mean. My nervous system comes first. When I notice my heart racing, or I notice that my palms are sweaty, or I notice that my eyes are starting to get like a little bit intense, I could feel the energy, right? I have to really give myself permission that at any particular time, no matter what is happening around me, no matter what is being talked at me or what is being expressed to me, that I can close my energetic field and connect to my heart and calm my body. I really do think that in difficult conversations, silence is the most powerful healing medicine. And it is confusing to be in silence, because when you're in a place where you're trying to defend yourself and go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, silence is profound. Listening is profound. I'm a really bad listener in situations like this, right? Because I really quickly want to defend and explain and really stand clear, right? But sometimes really what needs to happen is you need to be silent, and you need to listen, and you need to hold space, and you need to ask, what of this is truth? Because in any situation, there is truth to every side, right? In every single situation, what's happening for me is very true to me. What's happening to so-and-so who's coming to talk to me is very true for her. What is the truth? Who the hell knows? The truth is that this is a healing experience, right? And we're all being like immersed in it. But what is the truth, the factual truth of what transpired? There's so many doors and windows to explore. And so if you've been in situations where, you know, a lot of conversations are about who's right and who's wrong. I grew up in that environment as well with my parents, of like, who was right and who was wrong, who did good, who did bad. You know, this can leak into when we have these conversations, we don't want to be wrong. We're so afraid of being wrong. We're defensive, right? And this is a very important thing. If you want healing for yourself and you are being given experiences that force you to look at parts of yourself, and you are afraid to actually say, I'm sorry, I see that, I see your perspective, I understand where you're coming from. If you can't do that with another being, do you ever do that with yourself? I mean, do you look at parts of yourself and you go, wow, I'm so sorry. Like, man, I see how I hurt you, body. I see how I hurt you, teenager. I see how I hurt you, mother, right? Because some of us are mothers and we like, you know, wound ourselves as the mother. We shame ourselves with all these bad talks of not being good enough. And, you know, it's like how you can always understand where somebody is at in their life based on how they treat others. It's like very, very clear. And somebody who's like super combative, like if you've ever met like a very defensive, angry, projecting sort of person, whether that's a man or a woman, you can very much see like the wounding of that and how hard it is. These people don't want to take responsibility for themselves because they have so much hurt from what they've been through. And so they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be triggered. They don't want to have to look at their shadows. And so they'll project and they'll say, oh, you did this wrong. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. And they're constantly looking at you, but they're not looking at themselves. And so if somebody's coming up to you in that energy and you can feel this awareness of like, this person isn't really necessarily taking ownership of their side of the fence, right? This person isn't actually here in a loving space. They're here to project at me or to cast shame on me or to actually try to hurt me because they're hurting. You know, this is just a responsibility for you to be really aware. Like, wounded people hurt people. And your job is to not subscribe to or indulge in the story that you allow these people to hurt you, right? There's a really great quote by Eleanor Roosevelt that I use sometimes, and Matt always is like, okay, Eleanor, every time I say it. But people cannot make you feel inferior without your consent. And it's like, what, when we talk about consent, it's like, what are you energetically allowing into your space? What are you actually indulging in? And sometimes, like if you listened to my last episode, I encourage you guys to go back and listen to the last episode because it was really good. You'll learn that like things that actually are like moving through your field and triggering you and like bringing up wounds that are energetically sensitive are actually here to mirror past experiences so that you can heal. So if you are feeling these things, if you're like, man, that person was an asshole to me and I don't want to take it on, but I'm taking it on and I don't understand why, it's here on purpose. It's not a reflection of you being a bad self-healer or you not having your shit together. It's a reflection of, hey, there's something being illuminated here for you. Have you looked at it? Go look at it, right? And you might not know what it is right away, but listen to the last episode because that will be really, really helpful for you. In those experiences, right, when somebody's like, you know, having that projection or that anger, what I find to be very helpful is to not indulge in the hurt and to actually just create compassion through relatability, right? Like, I see that you're really hurt. I see that this is really hard for you. I see that you're really upset by this. You know, I see that this was like a real difficult conversation to have, and thank you for having it. You know, I think it's really important to validate, to create safe space. I think that's one of the best things that we can do in having difficult conversations. Like my mom, for example, I'm getting ready for a dieta in Peru. I'm going to the jungle. I'm sitting with a shaman for the first time, Papa Gilberto, and I'm going to be studying with ayahuasca and a medicine called Narayal, which is the tree of light. And I've never done this before, and I know it's going to be really intense, and it's a lot, and you disconnect from cell phone service. I'm already feeling like the intensity of the whole experience and what's to come. And my mom is an empath, and she's also codependent, and so she feels my energy, and she's like, I don't think you should do this. This is not normal. What are you doing? It's not safe, blah, 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 blah. And she's projecting all of this stress and worry onto me. It's making me really uncomfortable. And so one of the things I do right away for my mom is I validate her. Go, Mom, I see you love me so much and you want me to be safe. I hear you. I understand you. I know that's important to you. And I would not be doing anything that jeopardizes that thing that's very important to you, which is like, you know, she wants a daughter that allows her to feel safe. Now, at the same time, you know, my journey is my journey and I love you. And if this is bringing up discomfort, this might be an opportunity for you to heal and to look at like, where are you like attached? And My mom, to be clear, years ago, conversations like this would not be possible. I would get gaslit. I would get, you know, totally train wreck like experience where, oh, you're just, yeah, okay, I guess I just need to heal and I just need to work on this. My mom has done so much work, and I really want to just say that the more you do your work, the more you hold your prayer for your life and your healing and becoming the best version of you in a loving frequency, the more the people around you change in miraculous ways. So now I can have these conversations with my mom, but I'm also aware that there are certain things that I can't talk about. You know, when I started my business in the early days, she projected a same thing, a lot of stress and a lot of worry on me. And I actually had to put up a boundary and say, Mom, I love you, but from now on, I cannot talk about business with you. And what I did when I explained these things, you know, whether it was not talking about business or not talking about my health challenges, like I mentioned earlier in the episode, I had to explain why these things were happening. If I just was like, I'm not talking to you about this anymore, it's confusing. It's a lack of love. It is isolation. And these are toxic behaviors that are coming from wounded places because I, in that case, don't seem like a really good communicator. I don't know how to express my needs if I'm just like, don't talk to me about this. But if I can go to her and say, hey, Mom, I love you so much. And I also want you to know that like keeping a positive vibration is really important to me. And so I know that sometimes in these conversations you express worry or stress or things like that, but you know, I'd really appreciate it if maybe for a little while we don't talk about this topic, just so, because I love you and I want our conversations to be really happy and beautiful, like love, okay? Like this happened, this difficult conversation I had with this sister recently, the remembrance of love is very important. The outcome of love is very important. For the highest possible good, prayer is very, very important when we have these conversations. Please do not underestimate the power of prayer and intention. It changes everything, everything in your life, okay? So when I was having this conversation with this sister, now this is where we're going to talk about the other type of difficult conversation. This is a conversation where you have to express how somebody is making you feel. And I had to have this conversation because this particular sister was coming more into my energetic field. And there were certain things that were happening that were just making me feel not really safe with her. It was certain behaviors, certain ways of being, certain interactions and comments where I was like, am I reading into this? Or like, does she not like me? Right? Or like, is she really actually triggered by me? Or am I just making this all up in my mind? And transparency is a powerful medicine. So, right, I sat this sister down. I said, hey, you know, I just want to talk to you about some of the things that have been happening and how I feel, because I really am a firm believer in transparency. And I feel like some of the things that have transpired between us really make me feel unsafe in our dynamic. And I would really like to heal that. Because I love you and I just want to be friends and I want to be connected and like let's dance and play and be sisters the way we're supposed to. Like I literally said that because it's like you have to believe in the beauty of all humans, right? And when you're having these conversations with people and you cast them as like less than you, or you cast them as there's something wrong with them, or they've hurt you and therefore you want nothing to do with them, you know, you're really missing the point of what healing is all about. Yes, it's important to have boundary and safe space and to create structure around certain relationships that make you feel safe. Like there are certain sisters I love that I won't do business with. There are certain sisters I love that I won't have over my house. There are certain sisters I love that I won't go to a party with, right? Like it's just like certain things, but there are those sisters like I love to be in nature with, or I love to have long phone calls with. It's like learning about, you know, what works best in your dynamic. And if there are things that are making you feel unsafe or triggered, it's really important to have a conversation where you know with 100% certainty in your heart that the outcome you want is love and connection with this person. If you don't want love and connection as an outcome with this person, your intention is wonky. And if you don't want love and connection as the outcome with this person, you have to ask why, right? Why? And I've been there. I've been there in many situations in healing, whether it was with family or friends or even my partner, right? Where I've almost indulged in this story of like, I don't actually really love you. I don't actually like conditional love, right? I don't actually love you. I don't actually like want to connect with you. I think you're a terrible person. Never to my husband, right? I'm just saying. But there have been situations where conversations have not been strongly held in the prayer of love and deeper connection. And those conversations are challenging. So if you're not in a place where you really actually want to love somebody because you're subscribing to the belief that they're evil or they're bad or they're wrong, you have to really embrace and sit with, what are the patterns within my own childhood where I was actually that way, where I was on the other end of somebody's projection of being bad or not good. And right now in this moment, I have an opportunity to heal that karma and to treat this person differently than I have been treated. That's what this is really all about. That is the power of this medicine of deep, difficult conversations. Take breaths, connect to heart, focus on I feel, keep your energy really grounded. You know, I once had this conversation. It was so inappropriate. Like to this day, I'm like, wow, this was a very inappropriate conversation. But a sister had reached out the day after ceremony because we were in like a prayer and her husband was there and her husband behaved inappropriately in a way that made me uncomfortable. And I told the facilitators and the facilitators asked him not to come back. And then she found out she wasn't like in the ceremony. She got so mad and she called me and she wanted to project all this anger onto me. And I was just like really loving and really grounded. And I could feel her energy of hate and anger and frustration. And it was literally, she even at one point was like, and you're all like, ah, peace and love, and you're not. And I was like, no, I really actually feel that way. Like I'm not... I'm not indulging in this. You know, this is like holding the higher power and really staying on your mat. And at one point in that dialogue, I said to her, you know, sister, it's really clear to me, like, you actually don't really know me very well. And if you would like to get to know me at some point, I am so available for that. But until you're willing to do that, this conversation can't go any further because you only see what you want to see. And it was like compassion, close, complete, right? Could let it go, could release it. There was something else I wanted to say about this that was really important, but I can't remember what it was. So we're just going to move forward. And I just, you know, this is it, the stay on your mat concept. So in Sedona, when I was in this community and doing this deep healing work, sitting with a lot of plant medicine and prayer, I got to witness and experience like the energy of mediation and like what it looks like when somebody actually comes in to like hold space for an experience, a non-biased party, a very clear energetic party. And really actually this concept came from one of the mediators that was brought into the container. Her name is Shannon. And she says that we should always remember to stay on our mat. So like when you're in a yoga class, for example, and you have your yoga mat, right? And the other person over there has their yoga mat and they're sweating and they're intense and they're going through a whole deep process. Do you indulge in that or do you actually stay on your mat? Do you stay in your own yoga process? And that's like, that's gold. Stay on your mat, right? You're not indulging in what's happening to the left or to the right of you. You're being really present with yourself. And I think that's a study that all of us are really trying to master in this world, especially because we are really programmed to be confused. Like our world and our society and the way that social media is constantly advertising to us, the way that we are constantly distracted with ads on television and billboards and tons of products being promoted everywhere. We're really taught to be distracted and to not be in our own process. It's why meditation is so important. Plant medicine healing is so profound. It's why breath work is such a powerful tool, because we need to bring ourselves back to ourselves and to not indulge in what's happening for somebody else. So if you're in a difficult conversation and the other person is having triggers or patterns or angers coming up, can you stay on your yoga mat? Can you be present in your own experience and be with yourself and not take on things personally? You know, I think that Something that I have learned is be careful where you project and be careful what projections you allow. Because in these experiences, there are a lot of projections. There are a lot of things that may be cast onto you that are not actually true. And you can certainly get into a story of, oh my God, that person is so terrible. They think this about me. They're awful. They see me this way. They're awful. They have this perspective of me. They're awful. No, they're not. They're wounded and confused. And subscribing to patterns of not love and subscribing to storylines of suffering and hurt. And you don't have to do that to get them out of the situation. You don't have to do that to fix this problem, to have compassion. You know, I think it's like the challenge that I think all these difficult conversations have in common is being able to be in the heart, being able to sink into the heart, being able to be connected to the heart, being able to be grounded in the heart, no matter what is moving through around you. I will say too, from my experience, difficult conversations tend to be more difficult when I'm projecting, right? When I'm insecure. And this is a really good study in relationships where you're really enmeshed in your partner's life. You guys spend so much time together that like sometimes, you know, I'll have a difficult conversation with Matt, bringing him into my own stress. You know what I'm saying? Like I was already stressed and freaking out before I decided to sit down and have a difficult conversation about a difficult topic. I was not clear, you know? And so this is a way that sometimes we unintentionally, right? And from a right relational space of trying to help ourselves, we codependently enmesh people into our storylines. And we get our partners to hold dysfunctional space for us to express our frustration and anger. It's like if I'm really frustrated about a particular thing in business, for example, this is just an example, but like let's say I'm growing my business and I'm really frustrated and I'm really overwhelmed, or I'm having a health challenge and I'm really overwhelmed and I'm talking to my husband, I will like open up that whole can of worms. Right. And I will start to feel those energies. And suddenly I'm talking to him about all the ways I feel overwhelmed in our relationship. You don't do this. You don't do that. You don't meet me here. You don't do that. But really, actually, I'm like vomiting an energy that was already trapped within me from my own personal experiences that have nothing to do with him. So this concept of like enmeshment, if you haven't, there's an episode, a couple of episodes back before this that is titled, I think it's called Entanglement, but it is this concept of, you know, when other people's experiences are getting enmeshed and intertwined within us and we have a really hard time separating from that. It's the same concept. It's like when things are moving through you that energetically are really not healthy, we tend to intertwine or enmesh ourselves. It's called entanglement, really, is what it is. But we tend to entangle people into our 3D space. And this works the other way, too, where like somebody else's energy gets entangled within you as well. So I invite you to go back and listen to that episode. But basically, stay on your mat. Don't indulge in the stories of the suffering. Get really clear beforehand. Like I know for me, I've wanted to have conversations. Sometimes I'll have them right away the minute that I want to have them. I'm like, I want to talk to you. Let's talk right now. And that's really a way of me trying to get the dysfunctional, unintegrated energy out of me. And those conversations tend to not work as well. And in moving towards the frequency of love and light and compassion, then going down this perspective of like, let me take a minute. You know, let me process my hurt and my fear and let me get empowered so that when I do have this conversation, I can be really centered in my heart. I could be really open in my mind. I could be really loving in my energy and just like allow what is meant to happen and to just remember the prayer for the highest frequency of love. So with that, my wish for you, all my brothers and sisters listening on the line, that you step into right relationship with difficult conversation. Really take a moment to be reflective before you do. What do I want the ultimate outcome of this to be? Visualize it, sink into it. And when you have that vision, you can ask the question, knowing this, what type of energy do I have to hold in this conversation? And be aware and present of any time you unsubscribe to the frequencies that will actually get you the outcome that you want. So be present in that love and that compassion and that peace and that play, and lead the conversation. Make your energy strong, because your conversation will always lead if you allow it.
Hey sister, don't go anywhere just yet. I have a free offer for you as a gift for being a beautiful lovebird listener of this show. I want to give any student who leaves a review on this podcast a beautiful free gift, the Six Laws of Wealth audio series. If you're creating prosperity, abundance, health, freedom, financial freedom, this audio training series is going to shift and propel you into a new perspective of creating prosperity and wealth in your life. It's really simple. To receive this free offer, all you have to do is leave a review on the podcast, write up some comments about how you feel this show has helped you, and when you're done, take a screenshot of that review and email our team. You can go to hello@laurenoflove.com and just share in an attached file a screenshot of your review. We'll respond back and give you a link to sign up for that free series, the Six Laws of Wealth audio training. It is a beautiful, jam-packed study, and I'm so honored to give you that gift for free. So again, just leave a review, write some love notes about how this podcast has changed your life, and take a screenshot, send it to us at hello@laurenoflove.com, and we'll respond back with your free access to the Six Laws of Wealth audio series. I look forward to seeing your review, and I am so excited to share this series with you for free. Enjoy, guys, and I'll see you on the next show.